You're listening to Morning Ireland. It's almost 3 weeks into the new government and much of it has been focused on the response to the immense damage from Storm Éowyn. Now the concerns around other issues are mounting, including what's being done to tackle the housing shortage and also the impacts of President Donald Trump's tariffs. This is all happening as plans are being finalised regarding who in government will be travelling to the US and other locations for the annual St. Patrick's Day events. A strong representation will be heading stateside, but there's yet to be an official invite extended to the Taoiseach for the St. Patrick's meeting with President Donald Trump in the White House. The Cabinet meets later this morning and will be discussing this. And I'm joined now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, these St. Patrick's Day plans, they're always largely focused on US locations. So what do we know about who's going where at this stage?
Yes, and there is a particular emphasis this year on the US Ireland relationship for obvious reasons. So the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach will be heading stateside, as will eight ministers, most of them senior, taking in cities across the US from New York to Washington, D.C., to places like Savannah, San Francisco, Chicago and Los Angeles. I suppose the big question, though, is will the Taoiseach be invited to the White House on St. Patrick's Day? There doesn't appear to be panic in government buildings that the official process or the official invitation isn't in place yet. They say it is often the case and usually the case that this is finalised very close to March 17th. But as things stand, that invitation isn't there. But there is a determination to travel to the US to emphasise, I suppose, the strength of the Irish-US economic relationship, which runs to about €1 trillion annually, but as well as that, focusing on political and cultural links as well.
Now, some politicians are saying he shouldn't go for a variety of reasons, but is that likely to have any traction really within government?
I think the calls for Micheál Martin not to travel to the White House on St. Patrick's Day will probably grow louder. There was evidence of that yesterday in and around Leinster House. There is a very strong view among many parties that that is the correct course to follow. I think there is a clear sense within government, though, that he would travel, that it is not just important for this particular visit, which comes at a time of, I suppose, fraught international relations, but also the fact that this is the office of Taoiseach and that this is a system and a tradition that is in place now and that has to be maintained.
And in terms of then just, I suppose, that importance of the US-Irish relations, particularly in trade, because looking at the worries of the tariffs being imposed by Donald Trump, we know the European Commission and the Taoiseach Simon Harris will take part in a virtual meeting of EU trade ministers, and that trade commissioner Maris Sefcovic is to discuss the EU-US trade relations later today. So what is likely to be, I suppose, a focus of that, and then in light of the Taoiseach going to the White House with all of these tariffs looming?
Yeah, I think the view of that meeting that's going to take place today and the view that Simon Harris will bring to it, largely in line with what is being said at EU level, that there must be a firm but proportionate response, I suppose, to the immediate imposition of tariffs on aluminium and steel, but also saying that the response of the EU and Ireland backing that shouldn't be one of retaliation first, and there should be moves to try and strengthen relationships between the EU-US and Europe, saying that particular economic relationship is one of the biggest in the world and every effort should be made to try and getting involved in a tit-for-tat retaliation which would see duties imposed by both sides. I think that is going to be probably the message that Ireland's ministers and Taoiseach and Taoiseach will also bring to the US in a few weeks.
And just, I suppose, looking at that visit that the Taoiseach is likely to make if the invite is extended as expected, in terms of the pressure on him, I mean, a lot, including IBEC, are hoping that the tariffs won't have the impact that is predicted in terms of the impact. How is he likely, I suppose, to proceed with that meeting at the White House?
Yeah, I think it is to emphasise, I suppose, the strength of the relationship between the EU and the US, but I suppose also in particular the Irish context, which will point out things like the number of Irish companies that are based in the US that employ up to 115,000 people, and also the fact that Ireland is a place and a destination for so many US companies for them to be able to access the EU market. So they are kind of the key messages that it's likely the Irish ministers and the Taoiseach and Taoiseach will bring on their visit to the US. I suppose there's also in the background, that major international issue around Gaza, and just how strong Ireland's representatives in the US will be on that when it comes to the St. Patrick's Day period. The opposition very adamant that they have to speak very strongly indeed about that. I suppose also interesting on that particular issue was what was said in the Dáil last night when the Occupied Territories Bill was again up for discussion. Sinn Féin and Labour Party and the Social Democrats all asking Simon Harris, the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade as well, of course, when the bill comes to second stage in the Dáil, will it ban not just goods but also services from the occupied territories? Simon Harris giving a clear indication that services wouldn't be included. It would just be confined to goods, something which was criticised by opposition parties.
And just briefly, Micheál, housing was the main focus at the opposition in the Dáil yesterday. Also, there will be a Labour motion debated today. So what are the measures that the government are likely to take to address it?
Yeah, housing is back on the agenda this morning with that Labour motion. Labour making a big call for the Land Development Agency essentially to be transformed into a state construction body, which it says would have the greatest impact and could use things like the Apple tax money to build a lot of homes quite quickly. The government clearly of the view now that the state can't do it all itself and talking about the need to find alternative sources of funding for the private sector to build homes, and also things like tax breaks on the agenda, as well as that, a review of the rent pressure zones, which has again drawn the ire of opposition parties. These are the ideas, I suppose, that are being floated right now. And it does show that when it comes to housing, there is a search on now for new initiatives and new ideas. But so far, they have been met with the most stringent type of criticism from opposition parties.
OK, thank you, Micheál.